The code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watts and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on December the 1st, 2009. For newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Scroll down the website, bookmark all the other sites I have up there for future use, because when the big ones go down or put me on hold once again, then you can always get the latest shows from these alternate sites. And there's a whole bunch to choose from. There's Cutting Through .jenkness.com. That's JENKNESS.com. There's cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. And there's Alan Watt, sentientsentinel.eu. That's the European site, the last one. It has the same audios for download, but it also has a lot of transcripts of the talks I've given in the various languages of Europe for download and print up. And as always, I should really scatter this throughout the show for people, because I'm sure they simply skip over the first 5 minutes. I need you, the listeners, to support me, to keep me going, because I'm not a foundation. I'm not some big organization playing politics. I don't sell various items. I only sell on the website the books I've written and the discs I have made myself. So it's up to you to support me by buying those materials or donating to me through any means that you wish. Personal check is fine from the U.S. to Canada, or you can also use an international postal money order from the post office in the U.S. I think it's the only country still using that. The rest of them have been banned, but the international postal money order from the U.S. is good to Canada. And there's all outside the Americas, you can use PayPal, Western Union, or MoneyGram, and some people use straight cash. And that cuts out a big percentage as well on the transaction. And let's be honest, the bankers have been looting us forever, and I don't see why they're going to stop, because they're part of the New World Order, as we're part of the Old World Order too, and all the previous world orders before that. So it's an ongoing rip-off deal, a win-win situation for the big ones, the international boys I'm talking about, the international money lenders, too well established to toss out. And not only that, they certainly run the show. They really do run the show. All things that are happening are run by them, at least okayed by them at the top. And for those who simply get the disc burned and pass to them, you can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. Postal code is P, as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1, P3E4N1. And that's that out of the way. And I mentioned again that ExploreNet have cut me back by at least half of the usage I'm supposed to get for the particular deal I'm on and paying for. And they'll run rings around the truth but never give you the truth. The fact is someone's told them to give me a hard time. And it'll be some old school boy chum with his old school tie network from Ottawa who's put the word in to the guy that's managing ExploreNet. And that's how things are really done in the world. You wouldn't believe the amount of intimidation people can put on other people through this kind of thing. That's how most things are done. Nothing you could ever take them to court on. And they just try and say, well, you see, it was a screw-up between this department and that department and all that kind of stuff. Back with more after this break.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. I've talked so many times about reality and given some people different ways of viewing the same situations from different perspectives. It's all to do with perception. At the top, they call it perception management. And with perception management, they have a whole bunch of psychological techniques by which mainstream media, academia, which is very important in this, brainwash people, basically, bringing you to conclusions, because we work very much like computers, and we have our own program. We have what we think is called logic, and we're given a language, just like computers. They have a particular computer language, and they have a program. Not too long ago, only programmers could run computers. And by sequencing words, for instance, along certain topics in a certain formula, by knowing your reasoning or your logic, they know what conclusions that you will come to. You can be guided to conclusions. The earliest way this was done or shown to be done was in the dialogues of Plato and other philosophers, where they'd have fictitious talks with other people and start off on a certain topic and say, what do you think of this? The person would answer back into the usual perception on a particular area. And then Plato would then lead them off into this dialogue of logic, and then bring the person step by step into his way of seeing things. Well, it's gone much, much further, of course. Now, even in those days, they understood the importance of language, how it's presented. They had professional orators in ancient times who would speak on behalf of the kings. And Rome had them too. I've mentioned before that when it came to the great birth of what became Christianity in about 365 or so, or 325 AD, Constantine didn't say a thing at the big global meeting they had, and it was global for that time and era. He had a professional orator who spoke for him. He sat there, and when the orator had finished, he'd sit down, and then up would come the king, the Caesar, and he'd get the applause. Today, in fact, it's not much different today. Politicians really do the same thing because they have script writers who write all their scripts for them. All the big presenters do. Anything that's shown on television is done by script writers, and the person reads a script and takes applause for it himself. All he has to do is read it. In ancient times, people didn't have to read. Many kings and thought it was beneath them to have an occupation, because only scribes had occupations in that department. So it's come a much further way through science and understanding human behavior and how we process information. Much of this was done and written about even in the 1700s when it came to the big movements for world revolution through the various societies that come to the fore in history. And they discussed ways of gaining recruits, how to basically turn someone from their way of thinking. And even in spying, it's still called that today, you turn a spy by using certain logic upon them. And it's the same with all of the population, really. If you are presented, especially in school, with certain topics, it's presented in a certain way, in a formula of words, and you use your average reasoning powers, average basically, you're using a language which are given again, and the guys use this technique in all cultures. They go into the languages of all cultures, and they'll often word things differently or put the sequencing of words differently for different cultures because they must make it match the program, the logic, and they will come to the desired conclusions. That's how everything is. Other simple tricks are simply to omit another side of a story when presenting a topic, and you'll obviously come to the wrong conclusion. But in other words, it's the right conclusion by those who are teaching you, because that was the intent in the first place. So much is done by that technique. And, you know, people will get caught up in particular events. Rightly so. Like, it's always brought up about the shooting of Kennedy, a public display of tremendous power, an execution, and the whitewash that's gone on afterwards. Even certain investigations were put under wraps for 50 years that can be re-signed for another 50 years and not allowed for the public to even see or go over. That's very, very common. So a lot of stuff is simply kept from the public. And while stuff is going to be kept from the public, how could you ever say that you know the truth? You can never know that. And you can't come to the established temporary truth, the PC truth, because you still know that the stuff has been hidden, it's going to be hidden until you're dead. That's when the truth will come out. That's when the truth of the amalgamation of the European Union came out. It wasn't just an economic dance and a parlay where folk would do a little bit of economic business and lower taxation for import duties. It was literally designed to unite Europe under a parliament and a singular centralized government. There's a guy called Gozenko. Gozenko was a Soviet spy, and he worked at the Soviet embassy in Ottawa in Canada, during World War II and afterwards, and he defected to Canada. He was the first major spy to come across. This freaked out Mackenzie King, who was a prime minister, who was still trying to do with the Uncle Joe Stalin. They called Joe Stalin, he was suddenly Uncle Joe for World War II, and then they went back to the big bad bear again, because we always need an enemy. But Mackenzie said, leave him out there. Maybe the KGB will pick him up and kidnap him and take him back home. He didn't want a furor here. Luckily, eventually, he was taken in by someone. And Gozenko came out with a massive list of all the spies that were in communist spies that were in the Canadian government and the U.S. government and the bureaucracies. This was verified. He had their names, sexual persuasions, everything was down there. And right into their contacts and so on. The country was riddled with them. Riddled. And I think sometimes there were more communists in the Korean government than there were anything else. And I'm not far wrong either. And it was the same in most governments. A war had already been going on for a long time, and infiltration was all part of it. But it wasn't just there, it was in academia too. Because academia's job was to recruit students into communistic causes. And that was done through professors who were all known by the establishment of who they were and what they're really up to in all the Western countries. But getting back to Gozenko, when Pierre Trudeau came into power, because you see a lot of this stuff was classified, all the names and all the different people that Gozenko exposed, was put under wraps for reasons of national security. A lot of important people, obviously, were named, and very rich people, too. Again, these rich communists. And when Pierre Trudeau came in, Pierre Trudeau, of course, came in as Prime Minister of Canada, and no one mentioned in mainstream media at all in any country that he was the head of the Comintern, the Communist International for Canada, Pierre Trudeau. And he'd led the delegations off. He was the head of the delegation for Canada to the Moscow meeting in 1952. So here's a communist came in under the guise of liberalism. Massive build-up in the press to make him a more youthful, a different type of politician. And so when he was in power and up came Gozenko's stuff to ready to get released to the public because the time limit was up. The very last thing that Pierre Trudeau did, on the very last day he was in power, was to reclassify Gozenko's documentation for another 50 years. And folk think they're living in a free society. They really do. We know nothing at the bottom. Nothing at all. All you can know at the bottom, through a lot of study, is that we are in a perpetual war. It was on the go long before we were born. Nothing is as it seems. Nothing at all is as it seems. And what often seems to be many different sides are all controlled by the one side at the top above them, always. That's what does come across. And when 9/11 happened, I knew this would start another thing like JFK, and people are still yelling on about it yet. They want the truth. But you see, the beautiful thing about a conspiracy is that those who are involved don't have to come out and tell you. And the only thing that would make you happy is for them to say, yep, we did it. And they'll never come out and do that. Or if the stuff is declassified, it'll be long, long, long after those people are all dead. Long after, and other things have happened, and you're already in a global government, and no one will care. It's quite a world, as I say, but nothing's done on the up and up, in the open. Whatever we talk about, in fact, is given to us to talk about through media. Now continue on this line of thinking when I come back from this break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Talking about the real world and how we're kept in the dark all the time. And history is nothing but conspiracies. If you think about it, too, even the American Revolution was obviously planned in advance, kept secret. It took many years to build up, even for munitions alone, to start a revolution. And did take that 20-odd years they were supplying and storing stuff and sneaking stuff into the United States, or the Americas, as it was called at that time. So it was a conspiracy, obviously. And rebellions, revolutions are always done by conspiracy. Otherwise, you'd be wiped out before you got started by those in power. But the world is run by conspiracy. Academia itself, by its very nature, is very secretive. They live on grants from very powerful people and from the governments. Governments always have political agendas. And so do very rich people, too, and foundations that fund them. When you look at how communism was run, I should say is run, because it never really went away. It simply merged with the West, as it was designed to do for the next part of the New World Order. It's the same arrangement. It's the same organization, organizational abilities, the creation of cliques, if you like, specialized cliques that do specialized things. and especially in academia. Academia was the first place that was penetrated, and then it was government and government agencies, secondly. Because to get recruits, you have to be teach something to young people who are idealistic, and you give them the ideal to fight for a cause. Very old technique. Very, very old technique. And certain professors, always renowned professors in their field, were the ones who did the recruiting for the Communist Party. After the Berlin Wall went down and the next phase was implemented, and people should read Eric Margolis's write-up, I think it was in the Toronto Sun at the time, on the speech given by Gorbachev before communism said it didn't exist anymore. And he told the Politburo, shortly you will hear that communism is dead. Don't believe it. And he goes on to explain that they're moving into the next transitional phase. Because communism was set up to go through phases. And part of it was to bring in the Marxian structure of regions in the world through leagues or treaties, through a system, a United World system. The New York residence of the United Nations, donated by Rockefeller and the foundation, and the place that was put on was insisted upon by the Russians, the Soviets. Why New York? Why not somewhere in Europe? But the Soviets demanded. Well, the reason was they had so many spies and party members, card-carrying party members based in New York. That was one of the main reasons. And a lot of the controllers that came in to handle all their operatives and go around the universities and meet with the university professors who were also on the payroll too, it cut out an awful lot of time when they were already based in the United Nations. And the reason I'm talking about this is because when you see how academia has always been involved on this plan of change, you see, a plan of change, then you can understand why academia is used and has been used for years to promote and start off the whole greening concept, part of a religion that Gorbachev called it himself, a religion based on a form of earth worship. What they meant was an economical system with a kind of religious overtones, and obviously a new priesthood, a high priesthood of scientists that would come from academia. Therefore, all of academia would be on board. And what you do with a world, when you bring in a world together, you centralize portions of it, just like the East Anglia University was the main university for all the other universities across the world to get their data from. You centralize information on each aspect of your world control. That's why the United Nations, for instance, has specialized centers across the world, specialized centers in different places. And that way you can always be in charge of what's being taught in universities. Every university in America and Canada gets the same grants from the same foundations. And along with those grants comes a list of things they'd appreciate to be taught, which means you will teach them. And they also have suggestions on what not to teach or what to discourage, and lots of political correctness and so on and so on, because everyone's getting prepared for this wonderful, it's not going to be wonderful at all, this world's governmental system. And because now we're seeing, again, the Sovietization, the real head behind it, the real mentality and plan behind it, rise to the top, where it will take no contradiction or contrary views on anything. It will not even tolerate them, especially when it comes down to opposing sciences on the same data. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, talking about perception and reality and how big societies operate, those that run the world. And they run together because everything depends in this system on money and economics. If you control economics and money, you control the entire system. It doesn't matter what parties think at the bottom, they're fighting each other. They can think all they want and play the games all they want, but they're all ruled by the same system at the top. And nothing's ever as it seems. You'll find that if you studied the theories of Marxism, and a lot of the low-level recruits, who really didn't count very much, were from the ordinary working class, but they might become members and help organize, but they had no idea of the very rich people, some of the richest people involved in the Communist Party who were directing it. Not at all. Even some of their own bankers were high-level members in the party and other parties of other things across the world. A lot of this stuff now is declassified since the wall came down, and it's okay to tell us now, not that anyone really cares. But even Victor Rothschild was a member of the Communist Party, which he joined at Cambridge University just before World War II. He ended a stint in banking with his family. He was also a leading member of the Zionist Association. So he's a world banker and a communist and a Zionist, who, and it admits himself in this own book by Perry, it's called The Fifth Man, very well worth reading, that he had a bigger intelligence network at his fingertips than the British government had. And that was true. But this guy worked his way up through the British military in World War II to be head of all security. And he was passing out all the data on radar and even the early attempts at atomic warfare weaponry. He was passing it all on directly to the Kremlin. And he was running four other spies beneath him that all eventually defected to Russia. These were made famous in the 60s. And after the war, Peter Wright tried to mention this in his own book. It's called Spycatcher. Because he mentioned that all these top spies lived with the Rothschild family. They'd all traveled with Rothschild during the war when he went to France after the end of the war. And Rothschild was the main guy. Why would a world banker be also one of the top guys running communism? I know the story. I know the reasons. You should read the book and figure them out yourself. Because the author won't figure it out for you. So as I say, nothing's as it seems. And why am I talking about this? It's because it's the same thing that's going on right now with the centralization of information, like the East Anglia University. The one university that all the world supposedly is getting its data from to do with global warming, all the fudged stuff. Centralization once again. And just like 9/11, they'll never come out and tell you why it happened or who did it. And all, it doesn't matter how much evidence that you have. It doesn't matter about your evidence. It's what they wanted to achieve from 9/11 that was important. And I knew that at the time. That's why I didn't get stuck on it. Because it's an ongoing war, you see. And we saw immediately the changes of losing all rights and freedoms. We saw the same draconian laws placed across the world at the same time, which is impossible without it being organized that way long in advance amongst governments. So it's always who benefits, what did they achieve? Well, we see what was achieved. And closer and closer to world government. In fact, in Canada, in one article, it was entitled in the newspapers, Fortress America, they said that'd be one of the reasons for integrating the U.S. and Canada faster than even the original NAFTA deal, was for security and economic reasons. And that's why they always say at the Council on Foreign Relations, we can use this disaster or this tragedy or whatever, that we can use this to our own advantage. Because it's planned that way. They need these things to happen to make things happen. And it's the same thing with the climate gate. They centralized information from trusted, pure party members, funded them to the hilt with millions of dollars, gave them the build-up through all the major science journals so all the scientists know these are the guys that you look to for all your information. These are the leaders. So the journalistic write-ups make the guy the leaders. And everyone who follows in that line knows to follow them, and they may get grants too. But don't contradict them, whatever you do, or you're out. And they do all kinds of dirty tricks to get the message across to you. They give you little trivial warnings, little hassles and things until you're back in line. That's how they do it. So you're back in line. Here's an example from Australia on another aspect of the global warming farce. And as I said, too, don't get stuck on the global warming thing. The Copenhagen deal is a done deal. We're already implementing the whole darn thing before they go through this formality of signing it publicly. So don't get hung up. This is an ongoing war, as 9/11 was, too. And it's not hard to see that its purpose is to now bring the United Nations up to its proper position, as they say, to global government or governance. here's an article here to show you how they treat people who are not quite on board, or they don't quite get the message in all the journals that are printed, and they come up with a different part in the theories. And this is to do with the economic theory of carbon trading and emissions. So this is an economist, the CSIRO economist. This is climate expert Clive Spash was heavied by CSIRO management. They're dealing with all this trading in carbon and so on. It says, an economist whose research criticizing emissions trading schemes was banned from publication. And he said last night he'd been subjected to harassment by the senior agency management. Same as the guys who were within the global warming scam who didn't quite go along with them. You see, they couldn't get their stuff published in the peer-reviewed journals. That's how they get you out. You just can't get anything published if you're not on board with them. Clive Spash also accused the agency of hindering public debate, of course, and trampling on his civil liberties by preventing the research being published in British journal New Political Economy. That's the name of the journal, New Political Economy. Dr. Spash defended the paper, The Brave New World of Carbon Trading, saying it was a dispassionate analysis of ETS policies and was not politically partisan. He was told in February he could publish the work if it were peer-reviewed, but in July, CSIRO management said it could not be published after it was cleared for publication. They still refused to publish it, even if it was peer-reviewed. This month, he was informed he could not publish it even in his private capacity. See how far they can go. Because it was politically sensitive. That's what they said, politically sensitive. Within 24 hours, he also received a letter outlining a list of trivial instances in which he was accused of breaching CSIRO policy. For example, not completing a leave form properly. Little trivial stuff like that. You know how they get you? You didn't finish this form or finish that or sign off properly, you see. Dr. Spice said he believed the letter was intended to and did intimidate him and denied him due process. None of the matters were raised with him prior to the letter being sent, and each of the alleged misdemeanors could be explained. He says, we're not members of the Defense Department. We're scientists who are supposed to be discussing research in an open forum. How do you advance knowledge if you stop people from publishing their work? I'm totally happy to have my work criticized and debated, but I'm not happy to have it suppressed. Dr. Spash said it was impossible to publish research in his field that did not have an impact on government policy. See, that's why they didn't want it published. They don't want the public to know what's coming down the pike and what's going to hit them with this Copenhagen deal. Is the idea that you cannot discuss something like ETS policy when you're working on climate change as a political economist seems ridiculous, he said. The gagging of Dr. Spash's work is embarrassing for Science Minister Kim Carr, that's the politician in charge of the country, who defended academic freedoms in opposition and last year trumpeted a new CSIRO charter he said would give scientists the right to speak publicly about their findings. And now, because it's been brought up to the height of the political realm, CSIRO responded for the first time and says, there is some important science in the paper, and we will work with Dr. Spash to ensure the paper meets CSIRO internal review standards and the guidelines of the Public Research Agency Charter between CSIRO and the federal government, she said. So you think it's easy to get stuff published when you're working for any particular agency that's getting grants from big foundations, and these foundations have big think tanks working with governments? No. So we don't have a free society. We never, ever did have a free society. Never. And it's not going to become free now. It's interesting that George Orwell, in his book 1984, two or three times, I think, he brought up the fact of the proletariat, the proles, they called them, the masses, the people. And whenever he brought it up, the bureaucratic class that he worked for, the main character, Winston, worked for, it says, the proles don't count. They're talking about the ordinary folk. The ordinary folk truly don't count. Once you get into academia and above, the ordinary folk don't count at all. The ordinary folk will believe whatever they're told to believe. And they have no organization within them to fight for anything. I mean real organization. They don't have it. In fact, the proles, you might say, have something that we've seen in other times in history, along with the present times too. You have a multitude of, for instance, of, say, Christian splinter groups into so many denominations because they fall out on trivialities. They cannot stay together. But little power struggles going on and so on. So you get splinter groups going off. Until you have hundreds of different associations, it's the same with anything to do with civic society and causes. They can't work together to save themselves. Even if it means saving themselves, they can't do it, you see. I can remember meeting a communist organizer. And he said, he was giving a talk in Canada, and it's a weird situation I got into. I'd sung a gig at a place I was asked to sing, and somehow I ended up in a room full of these people who were all active in the band, the Bombs, and so on. And I just went back for the coffee and the usual chat with the other artists. But everybody was in on something except me. And this guy came in from Moscow, and he was an English guy who lived in California. And he says, this is the time when we must all network together. He says, we're going to network with the lesbians, the homosexuals, the Sikh groups, the Marxist groups, the Trotskyite groups, all the different groups that had beefs and all the ethnic groups, bring them all together and make them all turn up at the same rallies at the same time, even if it's not particularly for their particular cause. That's what the communists had going for them. The fact they could bring all these other groups that are off on their own thing, doing their own thing, bring them together and make a massive show of it. And that's what everyone else lacks, you see. That's what everyone else lacks. And another thing, too. In this real world, if anyone was to come along and try to do that very thing, and they had the ability, the organizational ability, the oratory, who could stand between different groups competing, even opposing groups that would fight each other in the streets, bring them in a common cause, the present power elites would have them bumped off so quickly, that you'd find it hard to remember their name. That's the real world. So here's one guy, as I say, one economist working on carbon, who can't get his stuff published in peer-reviewed papers, because obviously he's saying something that they don't want the public to know. And yet these peer-reviewed papers go in the peer-reviewed magazines, which are sold on the shelves, but they don't. So what we're told is only what's politically correct, and not what the truth is in any of these top science papers or magazines. And it's the same with everything. As I said before, Pierre Trudeau was the head of the International Communism Party, Comintern, they called it, in 1952. He led the delegation for Canada to the Soviet Union. And later he became the prime minister. And not one newspaper in the U.S. or Canada mentioned that fact. They all knew it. They all knew it. Left wing, right wing, so on. They all knew it. But nobody printed that. Because the proles don't count, you see. The people at the bottom don't count. They don't even have a look-in to reality. That's how it is. That's how it really, really is. And it's no different than when the harassments I have had. I've had the harassments. Even when I started off, I couldn't figure out for the life of me what I'd said on radio to warrant being watched outside by these SUVs or these four-wheel drive trucks, black ones with the black windows that would be outside my house every day. Or they'd come down the road in the middle of the night when I was walking the dog, switching off their lights and just parking 20 feet from me, and no one getting out. And 10 minutes later, they'd reverse the whole way back, the whole way, half a mile, onto the main road and turn their lights on again, night after night. Intimidation, try to scare you off. And even worse happened. That's the real world that we live in. Time to explore, Nick, cutting me off as well, so I can't get this stuff out to you. Back with more after this break.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. People think that we're in a labyrinth at times. It's more than a labyrinth. You're in a maze. The only way you can see where you're going is if you're above the maze to find your way out of it. And each time you turn left or right or north or south, you think you're on the right path. Then you hit another dead end. That's how the whole thing is set up at the top. That's how it's set up. Because the dialectic runs everything. There's no doubt about it. And even systems and supposed sciences are created like the science. They call it the science, or I call it the belief system, of Marxism. or communism, or even Trotskyite version of the same thing. Because these guys worked heavily with the guys who ran the World Banks. Why would top world bankers be funding a system which technically, by theory, was supposed to eradicate them, especially them, the so-called capitalists? It tells you the whole thing was bogus. But a good belief system was created to get followers to work towards it, with ideology being presented to them from university on. Once again, it was a university class, and often the Ivy League classes, mainly so, in fact. There's a movie, it was called, in Britain, it was called A Deep Cover, and I think in the American version they call it Blade on a Feather. It's well worth seeing, because there's so much truth in that movie, put out by a guy called Potter, who's dead now, and he had lots of connections to MI5 and 6, and that's where he got his information. But so much truth in there, because at the end, towards the end, this professor who was recruiting at Cambridge, he said, do you want to know why? He says, why these guys joined communism at university as students. They joined what they called the Apostles. And that was their Masonic fraternity. I think it was the Circle they called, the one at Oxford. And he says, you know, all the spies, the top ones, and he mentions all the ones that Rothschild worked for, but he doesn't mention Rothschild himself. And actually, Rothschild ruled or ran them. He says they all came from my class, he says, meaning the upper class. And that is true. With Philby, McLean, Burgess, Blake, they all came from the upper classes. See, the proles don't count. The proles don't count. We get little spy stories and movies and James Bond. That's what we get at the bottom. I actually thought it was so odd that something that's going to take over the world was hardly taught in the Western countries to show us the dangers of it. Most schools never mentioned it at all. During the whole Cold War. Why? Why? From Hamish Massell from Ontario, Canada, it's good night. May your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet